Well, we haven't been able to figure out exactly where they're registered. Okay, but good news, people. It's not too late to get Google co-founder Larry Page and his new lady, Lucy Southworth, a wedding present. Etiquette dictates that you have up to a year to get them. I bet you knew that,
I
Allison,
knew that.
because you are a classy individual.
I'm a classy broad.
You read the Robb Report. When we started today's show, we had sort of heard that maybe over the weekend, Page and his lady may or may not have gotten married on Richard Branson's private Caribbean island, that Bono and Johnny Depp may or may not have been there, that a surprise subtropical storm may or may not have trapped all of them on the island, that the professor, Marianne, Bob Denver, may or may not have been present. Well, breaking news this morning, the Silicon Valley blog, valleywag.com, excuse me, has now photographic evidence that the wedding, in fact, did go down. Owen Thomas is Valley Wag's managing editor. Hi, Owen.
Hey, Luke. Thanks for having me.
So you just got this confirmation, right?
This just came in this morning, and it's a beaut of a photo. I mean, Larry is planting one on his new bride, Lucy Southworth, and they look great. She's in this cream-colored strapless number. Allison, these details are important, right?
I'm with you. Oh, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Her hair was loose, not done up at all. He was in a white button-down shirt, untucked, very casual. And Sir Richard Branson was, yes, the best man. He was holding a microphone in the
Is
photo
that
we got.
the other guy in all white with like a thunderous blonde mane, kind of looking away
Oh
from the
yeah,
camera?
that is none other than Sir Richard.
Where did you
Unbelievable.
get these pictures from, Owen? Who's your mole?
Well, as I find myself saying a lot, I can't reveal my sources, but it was a much beloved tipster.
Who was rumored to be there? This wedding, before it ever even happened, had taken on this whole life of its own. There was like, the Beatles are going to reunite at the wedding, and Jesus is going to play tambourine. Who actually showed up? Do we know?
I have not gotten hard confirmation about we do know who didn't show up. We
Okay.
do know that Al Gore conveniently had to pick up his Nobel Peace Prize. He's actually an advisor to Google.
That can happen.
So,
That's actually a function on Evite. You can say you can decline the invite because you're picking up a Nobel Peace Prize. He had to use
exactly.
that.
The Clintons were apparently on the guest list, but the campaign is still pretty fraught. So Hillary was in Iowa, Bill was in South Carolina. Excuses people come up with. Now, the really interesting angle on the invite list that I have not pinned down yet is whether the Bushes were there, either junior or senior. Now, the president's schedule suggests that it would have been really tight for him to make it because he landed at Andrews Air Force Base on Sunday evening, and it wouldn't have given him much time to attend the wedding. But the connection there is that Lucy's brother-in-law is Cotty Jones, who was W's field director. He's also W's godson.
Oh, so there really is a family connection there, actually.
Yeah, there's a family connection on Lucy's side to the Bushes.
So, Owen, my question for you is for people who aren't all immersed in Silicon Valley-ness, explain to us why this Larry Page wedding is so important, aside from the fact that he's worth $18.5 million.
Oh yeah,
Billion.
Billion, excuse
cub
me.
cub billion.
Well, we like to say it's Google's world. We just live in it. I mean, Larry and Sergey are living the ultimate nerd dream. They've basically built their company their way according to their rules. And this is what every frustrated Silicon Valley cube dwelling engineer wants to do. They've really rocked the system. They don't, they've never met a process they don't want to re-engineer. So, they re-engineer Hollywood, they re-engineer the whole media business, television, radio. They don't really care about the established system, and it's really inspirational.
Now,
Well, the first
Sergey
guy here.
got married. Sergey got married a little while ago, and Larry was his best man. But when Larry got married, Sir Richard Branson was his best man. Does that is there a rift forming?
Well, the theory here, the operating theory, is that Branson gave them use of Necker Island, his exclusive Caribbean resort, for free in exchange for being the best man. Sort of like if you're captain of the boat, you get to do, you get to do the wedding ceremony, something like that. It is curious. I also heard a wild rumor that Google CEO Eric Schmidt may not have been there. And I have not pinned that down yet, but that is really curious. So I don't see a huge rift between Larry and Sergey over it. It is curious. It is, you know, sort of something you'd expect that they would be, you know, best man for each other mutually.
Yeah, Larry's the flashier of the two, right, mm-hmm. of the two founders
absolutely,
of Google.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. He's, you know, he does seem more Hollywood. You know, he has a connection with Bono that actually goes back several years.
Owen, have you been able to find out where they're registered? Is it that store that sells diamond-covered diamonds made out of diamonds?
You know, wherever they're registered, I bet you can pay for it with Google Checkout.
This must be so much fun for you to cover, Owen, because it's, you know, it's sort of this socialite story meets, you know.
Tech meets geek meets.
It's basically the valleywag.com's sort of, you know, happiest moment.
Yeah, you know, I'm a boring business reporter by trade. I don't know how I got caught up in all the celebrity journalism.
Well, we're enjoying reading it. We'll link to your blog, Owen Thomas of valleywag.com. Thank you so much,
Thanks,
man.
Owen.
My pleasure.